Chapter 21 Swine and Boar. This animal, so familiar to us in the farmyards, and which we call the pig, is called swine in the Bible. It was one of the unclean animals which the Jews were not to eat. You will remember that the clean animals which they were allowed to eat were those which had cloven feet and also chewed the cud. Now if you watch the feet or hoofs of a pig, you will see that they are cloven or divided into two parts. But then they do not chew the cud, as the cows and calves do, and so they were unclean animals. Perhaps there is no food which the Jew dislikes so much as pork or the flesh of the swine. He would rather starve than touch or eat this kind of meat, and leaves it to the Gentiles. Yet how delicious it is to eat, whether as plain pork or when it is cured and made into bacon. We are not now denied it, as the Jews were. But as Paul said to Timothy, God has created meats to be received with thanksgiving. What a dreadful thing, then, it must be for a Jew to have to feed swine and to look after them. Yet this was the very thing that the prodigal son had to do. You have read the parable of the prodigal son, which Jesus told to the scribes and the Pharisees. This son wanted to get away from his father's house and enjoy himself, as he thought. He went into a far country and there spent all his money in pleasure and wickedness. Then there came a great famine, and what was he to do? He had gone far away from his father's country and was living amongst those that kept swine. So he must now go into the fields and feed the swine, and all there seemed to be for him to eat were the husks that they gave to these animals, and these he could not relish. Now he saw how foolish he had been to leave his father's house, where he could have plenty to eat. So, although he was ashamed of himself, he ventured to go back and offer himself as a servant to his father. He could not think his father would take him back as his son, but you know how his father ran to meet him and kissed him and showed him such a wonderful kindness. All this is to show how we have gone away from God and tried to fill ourselves with the things of this world. Yet, if we are given grace to feel how sinful and guilty we are and cannot find satisfaction in the world, but are brought to turn to the Lord and seek His face, we shall find that He is merciful. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. There is another place where we read of the swine. Once, when Jesus had crossed the Lake of Galilee, there came to him a poor man who was tormented with evil spirits. He lived among the tombs and cut himself with sharp stones, and no man could tame him. But Jesus had pity on him and told these evil spirits to come out of the man. Now there was nearby a herd of swine feeding, and the devils asked Jesus that they might go into the swine. So you see that Satan and his evil spirits cannot do anything unless Jesus allows them. But Jesus said they could go, and the whole herd of swine ran quickly down the hill into the lake and were drowned. Then the dear man, when the spirits had gone out, came and sat at the feet of Jesus and wanted to be with him. You know that the mother pigs are called sows, and there is one place where these are mentioned in the Bible. The swine do not seem to mind the mire and mud, but often like to lie or wallow in it. If they should be washed clean, they would just as soon go and lie down in the mud again. This, we are told, is like those who seem to be religious for a time, but afterwards go back to their old wicked ways, just as the sow returns to her wallowing in the mire. How we do need grace, that we may not only turn to the Lord and seek his ways, but be helped to continue in them and not go back. The wild pigs are called boars, and these are like the enemies of God's people. Sometimes the Lord punishes his people for their sins by breaking down the hedges which are to protect them from these enemies, so that they are exposed to their attacks. Then the boar out of the wood will waste them, and the wild beast of the field devour them. You will find this in the 80th Psalm, and about the unclean animals in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11. Then you can read about the prodigal son in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, and about the swine running down into the sea in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.